If nothing else, he's the loudest voice in Louisiana. This is the Moon Griffon Show.
Hi, hello. Welcome back. It is the Moon Griffon Show on a beautiful Monday. Hope you had a great 4th of July weekend celebrating 250 years of a republic that needs to stick as a republic, not a democracy. And socialism and communism and all that, get the hell out of here. But if we don't, we accept it, then we'll never have the freedoms that we deserve and that the good Lord gave us. Matthew James, Tax Pro Hotline, 844-766-6607. I didn't realize this until this morning. This is a weird habit I started when I did my first program. I always write on my notes because I take notes and make some notes for the show. And I always write Moon Griffon Show, show number 1, show number 10, show number 1,000, show number 2,000. And it happened to happen on the 4th of July weekend, Friday, of course, 4th of July was Saturday. But my 8,500 program show was on Friday. And that's a remarkable number for me. I had somebody look this up. We only found 2 or 3. And it might be way more. I didn't look yet. So you people, I'm sure you're not going to go look. But if you go look, I'm just saying this. I came across 3 people that have actually done 10,000 programs in talk. Not music, but talk. And the thing gave us Rush Limbaugh 9,920, I want to say. Now, I really think Rush did more than that because Rush was a DJ before he started his radio program. So, I mean, he's done way more than that. A lot of people have done way more than that. I just thought it was unique to make that many on the 4th of July weekend, which was humbling to know. And somebody said, what was the goal? I said, man, I'd love to get to 10,000 programs. You know, you know how long that's going to take? 6 more years. Taking me at least six more years to get to 10,000, which is a lofty goal. I'd love to be able to do it. But anyway, it's just me. It's a personal thing. But, I I'm not going to sit here and thank everybody because I can't. But my radio stations have just been dynamic. I mean, they've all been good. They've all allowed me to stay in their family. And I'm humble to the radio stations. Bob Holliday started this when he said, yeah, I'm going to give you a shot. And Bob is still with me 100%. Maybe not from a money standpoint, but from a spiritual standpoint and a radio standpoint, he's the guy that allowed me to come on. And then all the great radio stations that we have in our affiliate market, you can go to my website and see every one of them. I'm just grateful for every one of them. Most of the main ones in the main markets have been on 25 plus years. And, it's no way that I could have made without my great radio stations. And then, of course, advertisers, they come and go and they stay, and some of them come and go, but been grateful for every one of them because without it, it's a business for me as well. People don't realize that. Some don't. I've never been paid a check to do a radio show. I've been paid to go on the remotes. I've been paid to do advertisement, but I've never received a check. And I'm thankful that our relationship with radio stations has been like that. We'll go in their markets and help them anytime they ask. But we've never received a check from a radio station. That's what makes the partnerships so unique to me. This is just people that said, look, we'll give you a shot. And they did, and I'm very grateful if it all ended today. And I'm almost 33 years next month. But 8,500 programs just hit me. I said, man, that really is a lot of radio programs. You don't think about it as you trying to come. When I hit 5,000, I guess I thought about it. I said, wow, that's 5,000, but now it's 8,500, and it happened the weekend of the 4th of July, where we celebrate 250 years of celebration. It was a phenomenal weekend. My bride had me doing something every night, so everybody said, how much fishing you did? None. If I was not at somebody's house, or kids and family was not in my house last night, I was in the yard cutting grass. Lane, you need to come over there and mow my ditch for me one time. That's always a fun experience at 65 to get up in a ditch and cut the grass, but I was it was so much fun. It really was. I know you would have had a good time. And then weed eating in the back through the weeds on the back fence line. That was fun, too. And by the way, I don't know about y'all, but I went through 4 shirts Saturday. And you can't go in my house. That's only 75 degrees. But when you're coming from outside, man, I had changed shirt, get towels, dry off. I got some over the sore throat because of that cold, hot, cold, hot. And but man, it was changing a shirt. Every time I looked up, I was drying off with a towel and changing another shirt. And I'm sure you, some of you guys and ladies, did the same thing. But it was a blessing, a lot of fun. You know, it's one of the things I'm kind of, and I know y'all seen it. The media on the 4th of July, just Donald Trump was out there doing what every president would do. He was out there celebrating 250. I've seen so many articles of people just running Trump into the ground. And, of course, they've been doing this since Trump came on the scene. And running him into the ground, celebrating the 4th of July. Let me ask y'all a question. Trump was everywhere. Trump was doing this in parties and get-togethers and celebrating and American flag, and Trump's name was by it. And, boy, they have freaked out in the media against Donald Trump. Let me ask y'all a question. If we were celebrating our 250th year, and the legendary psycho Barack Obama was the president, do you think Barack Obama would have went hide for the 250th year? You think Barack Obama wouldn't have wanted to be everywhere? And the sad thing about it, Barack Obama would have been throwing our country under the bus like he did when he was president. That's what's so sad. Trump's out there celebrating freedom. There are a lot of people, the socialist movement in the Democrat Party, they hate Trump. They hate America. Trump symbolizes a lot of things that's right when it comes to the country. I didn't say Trump was right on everything, but he symbolizes what's right in this country. And when it comes to freedom, going to be the best you can be, fighting against the communists and the socialists and the Marxists, making sure our country is safe. He epitomized, and that's why socialists hate him, because they hate our country. Mandini in New York, AOC, Bernie Sanders, you go on and on to Kamala Harris. You know, Kamala Harris has become the darling of the Democrat Party again. You know why? Because the socialist progressives are taking over. They love her because she's a nutbag, a nut job. They can control her. And America needs to wake up. I do have a clip I'm going to try to get to in a minute. We need to wake up because, and I've said this since Donald Trump came on the scene, they hate Trump because they hate me and you. They hate Trump because they hate freedom. They hate Trump because they hate capitalism. They hate Trump because they hate a military that wants to protect our country. They hate Trump because he's not for illegals coming here and dominating the country and running the country, I'll say it, like all these other countries. Go look at what they've done. Healthcare, it doesn't matter. The socialists and Marxists are the same thing. I saw one article that bombed Steve Scalise and Mike Johnson, the Republicans, saying now that the socialists are coming in winning, the Republicans are concentrating on communists now. Well, folks, socialism, communism, all basically the same thing. Eventually, government control your life. Look at the people. How many stories have y'all read with these people coming over here? Now, look, as I told you, I'm not a soccer person. You notice I didn't cut soccer. A lot of people love soccer. A lot of people love the World Cup. There's nothing wrong with it. I got family members that do. That's cool. I'm just not a soccer person. I've never gotten into it. It doesn't do anything for me. I got grandkids that play, and I go watch them. But if everybody has loved the soccer, but what I've loved is the stories of all these people coming from these other countries. All these people coming from these other countries apologizing to the United States because of what they've been told by people like Barack Obama and the media, how bad we are. That's what I get a kick out of. They over here apologize, man. We thought y'all were nothing like we. Now we come over there and sing what you've got that we don't have because our government controls everything. That's the part of the soccer thing I've enjoyed. I've watched people come over here and go, wow, I didn't know America was this great. I didn't know y'all got to do stuff we can't do in our socialist country. German World Cup fan breaks down in tears after being blown away by the communists in America. Why? Because they were taught the same propaganda that teaches climate change and green new crazy crap. The same people teaching them that you can run up any debt you want to. The same people that are teaching that illegals open the border, let everybody come in and become citizens, okay? Those countries have already did all that and it's failed. They come over here and they go, wow. Sebastian Cross admitted he was scared to travel to the U.S., but left declaring America is great. Folks, it's not even close with these. They're not even close to our country. But we got people that want to take it down. Barack Obama sitting on the podium. We want to fundamentally transform America. To what? I said then, to what? We the freest country in the world. You must want to transform it to some sadistic, satanic, nutted up country where people aren't free and the human spirit is squashed. But the human spirit ain't squashed here. But you let socialism take over, we will be squashed like every other country. That's the part I don't understand. Why in the heck don't we see what they're trying to do to this country? Thank God for Donald Trump. He wasn't here. I don't know where we'd be. Anyway, we'll take a break. More to come. Don't go nowhere. You're listening to the Moon Griffon Show. Moon Griffon. Hutco Roofing and Exteriors is the official roofing company of the Moon Griffon Show and are Louisiana's premier residential roofing contract. Remember, your roof protects everything, all your possessions, and most importantly, your family. And that's where Hutco Roofing comes in. These folks aren't just your average roofers. They're the number one roofing company in the state, and that's why I endorse them. Whether you need repairs or a brand new roof, Hutco Roofing has you covered. Hutco is a CertainTeed Select Shingle Master and takes every roof all the way down to the decking to make sure there are no hidden damages. Hutco Roofing is also a state-certified installer of the Fortified Roofing System, and that's a big deal, especially now during hurricane season. Anywhere in Louisiana, you can get a free roof inspection and quote from Hutco Roofing. I trust Hutco Roofing of Louisiana, and so can you. HutcoRoofing.com. HutcoRoofing.com. They'll take care of you, I promise.
As Louisiana's only fiberglass manufacturer and fabricator, C-Safe Fiberglass Grating and Structural Systems has provided corrosion-resistant products to the Gulf Coast for over 45 years. Our fiberglass grating, cable trays, and structural shapes are ideal to replace corroded, rotting building products and can be custom fabricated by the best fiberglass craftsmen in the world, right here in Lafayette. Contact C-Safe or visit our website at csafe.com. That's S-E-A like the ocean, S-A-F-E.com.
Woo! Shucks time. It's always Shucks time. Shucks is awesome. If you ever go to Abbeville and you want some real seafood fresh off the boat, you got to go to Shucks, folks. And don't forget a new location in Lake Charles, Louisiana, and they're serving hot boiled crawfish right now. So you like your great seafood and shrimp and fish and oysters. Woo, you got to go to Shucks, folks, and have you a good time because they're waiting on you and they want to serve you. Shucks in Abbeville and Lake Charles and serving hot boiled crawfish right now. You got to go to Shucks, folks, and don't forget a new location in Lake Charles, Louisiana.